Welcome to another episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, where we focus on building better businesses. I believe in order to be the best leader that you can be, you must be willing to be the first follower and have a servant mentality when you're in a leadership position. If you want to be the best leader that you possibly can be sure to stay tuned and listen to industry leaders and hear how they built winning cultures in their own businesses. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tactical Friday. You heard from Bill this past Monday, and now we are going to dive into his great organization and the academy he is building for business owners to get through terrible crisis. Bill, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hey, Zach. Awesome. Awesome to be here with you. Thank you.
Man, so I'm super excited. I know we talked a little bit about the academy offline, but I really want you to highlight and share what it'd be like if somebody wanted to reach out to you, you know, preemptively, postemptively, where they're going through something or they want to prepare for something. What would it be like that you would set them up for success during one of these situations?
Yeah, I think there's two really great things to talk about. I want to talk about simulations and how organizations can benefit by thinking about bad things. That's always a good exercise. But really this notion of what we're creating called KIF Academy, and we're standing up a course here in the second quarter of 2021, where we're going to try to really transform leaders into using the mindset and the behavior of amazing strategic communicators, you know, people that have actually been through this. I'm going to lead a course of about 20 people that really want to transform and go through these 8 modules that we've created for KIF Academy. And the transformation is, if you are fearful of crisis and you don't want crisis to happen, and your strategy is simply just to put your head in the sand, to make you ready and resilient when those situations happen, so that either you can be the leader in the room or you can support the leader in the room. And in our previous conversation, we had talked about, law enforcement context. There are political leaders that need to be told what to do. And so often we're leaders, but often we are servants as well. And so what KIF Academy does, 8 modules, unpacks the core essence of what does it mean to be a trusted advisor? What does it mean to be a superior communicator? It is not crisis 101. It is not how to bake a cake. It is much more about you and others and your mindsets and the behavior to transform you into becoming that go-to person where the hardest problems are asked of, and that you're just the resource for great information. And so that's what KIF Academy promises to deliver to people over time.
And we talked about simulations. I know we talked about this offline. I want to kind of highlight where in the physical security world, people think about, when you think about going through simulations, they think about a fire drill, right? Everybody's got to show up. It's somebody's Saturday. It becomes a drag. Nobody wants to be there because they're quote unquote wasting their weekend attached to a fire drill or something similar like that. But I think there's a lot more to simulations that we kind of talked about offline that y'all really focus on as well. Give us a little bit in depth of like, what's the time commitment attached to it? What's it look like if they want to do something that's not full scale like that?
Sure. So we've got 3 different versions. We've got exactly what you described, full scale crisis simulations. It's about 2/3 of a day, 9 to 3, something like that, or a big afternoon. Probably takes a good 2 months of prep work and building that. We basically pick a scenario. We'll then unveil that scenario in real time. It involves live phone calls from reporters, live phone calls from stakeholders, has video injects. It's a pretty comprehensive 2/3 of a day, then with a really good debrief where we're talking about sort of responses and strategies. It's often an organization uses it, the live fire exercise. It's often to test against a current plan that they have and where they've got something in place, and is it work and is it durable and does it meet their needs? Beyond that is another step of where we do what we call desktop simulations or tabletop exercises. And that's basically, we think about it in the context of a baseball field. We start at home plate with a scenario. We move the scenario to first base with a little bit of change, have some dialogue, discussion about it. We're not time constrained, so we're not managing to the event at 10:30 that morning. It's more of a not constrained by time. We then move to second, third, and then ultimately conclude the scenario where we sort of bring it back to home base. We take these turns through the course of the simulation. And it's really a good opportunity with imagine you're there with your leadership team, 6 to 10 people, 12, whatever the case may be. You're sitting there and we present a scenario and the CEO or the head of communications or the general counsel could say, man, we're not ready for that. I have no idea what we're supposed to do in this situation. And that then becomes a learning exercise. We write it down. We come back and reflect on it. The live exercise doesn't really allow for that. You're making it up as you go. But the tabletop exercise, a lot more thoughtful, collaborative, and really to sort of understand. And the goal of all of these are to identify gaps. What are the gaps in our organization? What are the gaps that we have identified that we then subsequently need to go fill and train against and prepare for in order to find that? The last, find a solution. The last component is just do it yourself. And it's basically a tabletop exercise where you sort of just add water and kind of do it yourself. You buy it from us. We've got it all prepackaged and you do it and work on it without our help along the way. So sort of three versions of that. Everybody that goes through these, like dreads them, just the way you described it, dreads them going in. But once they do it, they're like, wow, I didn't think about that. I didn't realize we were that exposed. I didn't realize we were that good at this. Or I didn't even realize we hadn't even thought of that. And one of the examples that came up, it's a minor example. So we went through this scenario and it was an industrial accident, but it had had long litigation tentacles to it. And someone basically asked the question, do we have insurance for that? And everybody kind of looked around the room. Not the insurance solution was not going to change the response in the moment, but it absolutely would change the business. And somebody said, I don't think so. And so just it unpacks all of those types of things. And that's a simple solution. The other solution, another one that I'm always surprised of, is that, well, who'd go on the record? Who's been media trained? Who can stand in front of the camera? Everybody looks at the CEO and he says, I suck at that. Don't put me out front. And so I'd like to know that while the sun is shining and not know it on Saturday at 10 p.m. when you got to figure out someone to go on camera. So those are types of things that we learn and the gaps that we identify and then put in solutions in place.
And I definitely wanted to highlight that because it's a lot of times people see, you know, it being too much, quote unquote, and it blows my mind when I hear this, but they see it as too much of an investment to do a full scale like that, especially at larger organizations. I used to work physical security for another organization years ago at a physical location in Atlanta, and they hated doing it because it took so many different teams and it became, from the management perspective, a drag to pull those many people in. And it's like, but you miss the value because it's like you said, at the end of the day, it's like, wow, we really need to do this more. And the tabletop exercise is great for like that leadership team where you can have that leadership team. How would we move the pieces on the chessboard, essentially?
Yeah. Right? But it goes to a lot. And we talked about this before. It goes to a lot to the way it's curated. And it's just like a class, okay? Or any experience that we go through. Is that too often, and one of the things we don't do, but too often these are, we're just going to set your hair on fire and just see how everybody runs and chicken we cut off. We think there's like this edutainment that they want people to be entertained because they've gotten the negative feedback that you just talked about. Over the years, these are such a drag. I don't really enjoy them. So what we're going to do is we're going to make it enjoyable. And I get that, but that makes it less important and less relevant if it's like becomes like an escape room that you do with your buddies on a Friday night. That doesn't really change the world. So we try to make them less about setting your hair on fire and more about identifying gaps and critical solutions to make the organization better over the long term by identifying those gaps in a thoughtful type of way, because there's plenty of opportunity to sort of freak people out. And I'm not a fan of that. I don't think it proves too much.
I agree. And that's really how police and military both train, is like, here's worst case scenario that's never possible of happening. And there is a zero possibility of you completing it. It is a fail situation. You're designed to fail. And like, to me, it's like, do you learn something from that? Yes. But man, it's like, not, you're missing that objective, right? If there's always a no win scenario, like, to me, you're not really learning. So the fact that you don't design those hair on fire type of scenarios, I mean, it's unique because it's, to me, that's needed, where the true value of the learning experience will be right there and actually experienced.
Yeah. And we find it by talking about clients in advance. What are the objectives? And we've had clients that say, you know, an objective is that we just want to entertain our team. And then that becomes like, you know, you might as well go do, you know, a ropes course or something on a Friday afternoon. That's, if you want to go entertain your team, go do that. I don't know what gaps you're identifying other than that Nancy is scared of heights. And I'm not sure what that's, and she's in accounting and she's probably not going to have many heights that she has to deal with in the accounting department. But to do it more realistically actually can provide value.
Yeah, I love that. And I appreciate you explaining how all of that looks and for really highlighting the services you offer, because I think it really goes underserved in the world where people just don't worry about it until it's too late. And then when it's too late, it's like it's too late and it makes our job so much more difficult, your job so much more difficult. So I appreciate you highlighting those services and really putting forth the value of mission statements, value, who you're serving across all of our conversation. And I want to give the audience another opportunity. What's the best way for them to reach out to you, get a hold of you, and learn more about the Academy itself?
Sure. So kith.co, which is our website, great resources. Just click on the Kith Academy tab. You'll learn all about sort of the features and benefits and the transformation that'll happen from Kith Academy. All of our services are on our website. And, you know, as we'll stand up for just specifically for your podcast, Zach, just kith.co/tactical leadership. So people can unpack and learn specific information just that you and I've talked about. And so they can understand it a little bit more clearly.
I love it, Bill. Thank you for doing that for the audience. That's an immense value. I highly encourage you, go over, check out that link, find more of this content. And Bill, thank you so much for your time today, my friend.
Zach, this is awesome. Thank you for what you do. You share amazing guests and amazing insights, and I really appreciate your commitment to sharing and being a generous leader. So thank you for that.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, and I hope you got a ton of value out of what we talked about today. I also want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Knight Protection Services. If you're a leader in a small to mid-sized business that does $5 to $10 million a year in revenue and want to improve retention costs, which could actually add up to being twice your employee's salary, all through creating a safer work environment and saving up to 25% in insurance costs, be sure to visit knightprotectionllc.com.